Now, my birthday's next month, actually. It's July 23rd. I was born in England. I came out here when I was a little kid. And so, basically, I'm a Hollywood rat, you know what I mean? Yeah, basically, you know. I grew up, I was born right during the big 60s, you know, that kind of thing. So I grew up with hippie parents and all that stuff, yeah. My real name?
Yeah.
It's not that I'm against it, it's just I don't use it. I haven't used it since I was about 13. So its significance is, you know, that my name, Slash, is significant as far as calling me anything. A friend of mine's dad, of all people, just started calling me Slash whenever I'd come over. I don't know why, it was always like, hey, Slash. You know, I don't know where that came from, just stuck. I was in the music business ever since I can remember, and you know, I've always been around it, which is probably why one of the reasons I can deal with it so well, and I haven't succumbed to like excessive drug use or anything like that. And it's probably because I was around it when I was young. And my parents, my mom used to make clothes for rock stars, especially in that time in the 70s. It was real extreme, so I've been around a lot of real extreme stuff. And then my dad used to do album covers for Dave Geffen. A lot of the early Joni Mitchell album covers, Neil Young and the Crazy Horse albums. Who else was doing it then? I don't know, there was a lot of people, but a lot of them, Joni Mitchell and Neil Young are the only ones that are really still around. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, I think there was a couple things. But the other people he worked for were happening then, but they're not around now. You know? I know Joni Mitchell pretty well, you know. Let's say I know David Bowie, you know, from when my mom did clothes for him. I got to meet Keith Moon when I was younger. Let's see, who else do I know? Nobody really that I've kept in contact with, because these are friends of the parents that I were just people I was around. But Joni's a sweetheart. So I've known David Geffen since I was a kid. Yeah, but here and so here in the same building. So, I don't know.